Now let's take a look at some of the positive things Mr. Smith did in this process, as well as some of the things he might have done better or different. On a positive note, Mr. Smith did utilize the proper drop-down on the first form for getting the appropriate bandwidth and service being requested for delivery to the existing building. Additionally, he did provide sufficient documentation in order to facilitate bids from service providers. He was also proactive in reviewing his specific technical needs instead of just conveying an overbearing amount of requirements. In essence, the applicant evaluated his facility's technical situation, decided to pick the option that actually worked for him on the first FCC Form 470, and provided the appropriate form selections and inputs. As for challenges or potential problems that might jeopardize Mr. Smith's school's E-rate funding, one issue here boils down to the definition of a campus. A campus is defined as the geographically contiguous grounds where the instructional buildings of a single eligible school are located. Mr. Smith also selected a Category 1 option on his second FCC Form 470. However, the fact that the facility is constructing a new building for the same school, and it's therefore recognized as the same school entity, requires that this be a Category 2 request, because the provision of services is to the same school. Additionally, Mr. Smith neglected to determine equipment needs and address them on an FCC Form 470. Unless a school has existing equipment that can be utilized, any needed equipment would need to be competitively bid by submitting an FCC Form 470, utilizing Category 2 as the service category.